Hi everybody, it's good to have you with us today. We welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. I'd like to share a verse of scripture with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. It says concerning God the Father and his Son, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." He, that is God the Father, has made God the Son to become a sin offering for us, who knew no sin, he had no sin of his own, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You know, back whenever I was a teenager and I had left school at 16, never got as far as university, but rather went to the local technical college and did some studies there in engineering. There was a dining area in the local shopping mall in Lisburn, and upstairs it was called the Brasserie. You could have a five-piece fry for a pound. Now, you couldn't be bad to that, sure you couldn't. Five-piece fry for a pound. I used to go in with my friends, and I would get five sausages for a pound. You know, that's the type of diet we had back in those days. But, you know, there was a local man that lived in the locality. His name was Billy Reed. And he was one of these guys that just spent nearly all day from about 9 o'clock in the morning to after closing time, just wandering around the town centre. And he always had a bag of bread with him and he would feed the pigeons. But something else that he carried with him that maybe not everybody was aware of was a drafts board. Just on the inside of his overcoat he had a drafts board and all the little checkers there and the pieces to play with. And one day this dining area got wind of it and they realised how good this man was at drafts and they put out a competition. And it was that if you could beat Billy at a game of drafts that you would qualify for a free fry. Of course, nobody could beat him. He was such a good drafts player. But what he would often do was he would sit at one side of the table. His opponent would sit at the other side. He would beat them. And whenever he had finished, he would spin the drafts board round through 180 degrees. So that meant that looked as if the person on the other side of the table had actually won. He would call one of the waitresses over. He would shrug his shoulders, throw up his hands, then point to the drafts board. And of course, they concluded that Billy had been beaten and his opponent had won. What had happened was, he was the one who was victorious, but he spun the board around. His victory became theirs and he took responsibility for their defeat. And you know, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, reigns and rules victorious. He has defeated sin and death and hell upon the cross. He rose again victorious from the grave, the Bible says, for our justification. He takes full responsibility for my defeat, for my failure, and from my sin. And then, in place of that, he gives me his righteousness, his victory. And that's what Paul is teaching us here in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God the Father hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's a great transaction whereby his righteousness, his victory, is put on my account. And my sin and my shame and my defeat is put upon his. And I become the benefactor of God's wonderful salvation. I could never defeat sin. I could never fulfill the demands of the law. But Jesus Christ has done that for me. He has taken my sin and my sorrows. He's nailed it to his cross. I bear it no more. He became a sin offering for me. He took my sin, became sin for me. And in place of that, he gives me his righteousness, his victory. What a wonderful thing it is. We have all been defeated by sin, by the problems and trials of life as well. But there's victory in Jesus Christ. If you come to him and trust him today, he'll put his righteousness in your account. He'll cancel out your defeat and sin. And you can enter into newness of life. God bless you all. And thank you for listening.